We're going to get this together.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen. This is the sign that something good is about to happen.
Yeah.
Before you get started, what happened is my phone rings since we're using this over an app. But before you get started, I just wanted to note that we're in day 22 of the federal government shutdown. And Nika is a financial expert when it comes to managing your taxes, managing your money, your accountability within your business as it deals with your money. She's a longtime business consultant of mine for close to 12 or 13 years now. So Nika, you can go ahead and take it over.
Well, I don't know what was heard before. I can't stress the importance of enough of us individually taking charge and managing our own money. Many times, you know, I just listen to my clients and friends and family talk, and most of the language is what they don't have. You know, I talk to people who make six figures and they still say, well, I can't go on vacation. Upgrade my appliances in the house because I don't have any money, and I'm consistently confused. Like, why don't you have any money? Yet these same people have very bad habits that I call money leaks that they refuse to give up. For instance, I have a good friend who gets a $4.50 cup of coffee every single day. Mm-hmm. That's thousands of dollars a year.
Right.
And they don't have any idea. There's your vacation. You just drank it in a cup of coffee, or just little things that we do, just to lose lots of money. When you sit and add it up, it ends up being in the thousands of dollars, and then you can figure out where those issues are and why you're not able to save.
For anybody that wants to follow Nika's financial advice, please subscribe to her blog on WordPress, and that would be Mrs. Unbreakable.wordpress.com. And that's actually highlighted here in your blog where under small change, that it's the little things that grow into big things. Yes. And here in the blog, you note, record all cash and debt automatic transactions every day. And that's something I never thought to do. Why in particular do you feel like that's important? Is it because of tax reasons or just, accountability of your money? Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Erica.
I'm here.
Still there? I think I lost you. The time is still ticking, so I'm not sure if we're still recording. And if I understood your question, why should we record, keep track of all of our expenditures on a daily basis? That is very important because it's like creating a roadmap so that you can, count. On my calendar, every Thursday night at 8 o'clock pops up a date for me to balance all my books, to review everything that I've done that week as far as spending and also income. Erica, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So that's your question cut out at the end. You asked me, why do we
record our transactions? Because I'm thinking, if with the online banking apps and being able to go online and view your statements, then it's pretty much there. So is that just basically getting in the mind of knowing how much you're spending to control your finances, or keeping up with your finances weekly, monthly for tax purposes?
And also, that only works for people who do not use cash, like myself. Mm-hmm. If you spend cash, you can't just use your bank statements and your card statements to record your transactions, because they're those $20 and those $10 and those $5 that are coming out that you're not aware of, because a week from now, you won't remember that you spent it. Mm-hmm. So it's important to track it daily. And yes, it is very important to do that for your tax return, because a lot of people do their taxes and don't believe they have any itemized deductions. Mm-hmm. However, every working person has itemized deductions under the miscellaneous work expenses that were not reimbursed to you for, you know, things that you buy at work. If you buy your own ink pens, or you do, you know, buy little things for your desk, or you know, you could be a school teacher who buys candy for your kids every week. All of those are expenses that are coming out of your pay. Mm-hmm. Your uniforms and union dues, gifts that you give to your fellow employees when it's their birthday, all this kind of stuff is stuff that you can write off in your itemized deductions. But if we're not tracking where our money's going, and I can say that most tax preparers do not even ask you where your money's going, but I do. For my clients, they know, I want to know where you spend every dollar, because it is an opportunity for me to give you a tax break. But if awesome. Most of the time, this article came out of the fact that most of the time, my clients, who even the ones who've been coming to me for 10 years, know I'm going to ask these questions, and they come every year and don't have the answers, because it's a really tricky subject. Most people don't want to sit and look at how they're spending their money, because it gives them the freedom to make the excuse that they don't have enough. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to get people to do this. And it's just a small practice. And it's so early in the year that if you just did it from now until March, you can find things that you're doing. Like when you go in the dollar store and you only went to buy a pack of batteries, but you ended up buying batteries, toilet paper, nail polish, and a whole bunch of other stuff. When you only went in to spend $1.06 and now you left out and spent $10.60. Mm-hmm. Why? You have to ask, you know, and if you don't remember that you're doing it, you can't pull that $10 back. You can't go the next time I go into the Dollar Tree, I'm just going to spend $1.06. Mm-hmm. So it's a difficult task. I do know, even as a CEO of a company, having to track, you know, millions of dollars, it's hard to go and look at all of the little things that are just wasting money. But we have to do that in order to find these $10 and $20 that we're spending. I mean, we can even go over into the world of, you know, people using, I don't want to say, you know, a recreational drugs. Most people don't count that.
Well,
they don't count.
Cannabis is, you know, medicinal cannabis is legalized here in the DC area, and it seems to be legalized, you know, in more states across the United States. So, so when you get into, you know, drinking and hanging out and alcohol, do you find that people, well, we already know, well, I assume that, you know, when people can't track their expenses, it's because they're spending more money in entertainment. And then when it's time to handle their entrepreneurship goals and responsibilities, you know, they're looking for money that they should have. So what would you say, what would you suggest as a money professional to keep a fine balance with this?
I mean, I just think you should just tell the truth. If you can't tell yourself the truth, I mean, it's your money. So you should be able to sit with yourself and write down all the $20 you spend on medicinal marijuana, write down the money you spend on the blunts that you roll it in, all the stuff, because it's still your money. It's not like someone's going to take this from you and look at it and say, oh, you're spending your money. You are the one analyzing this data. But you have, in order to, in for any company to assess the viability of the company, whether it is doing good or doing bad, you have to tell the whole truth. You have to be willing to look at all of the stuff, and you can't just eliminate it because it, you know, it hurts you to look at it. You got to look at it. So, I do believe that because we're so stressed out and people feel like they're not making enough money, that we do spend a lot more on recreational things to take our mind off of it. You know, just to get rid of the thought of it. If I don't think about it, maybe it'll go away. And it, like I said, it's a little problem that turns into a big problem if it is left unattended. So paying attention to your finances on a daily basis, I mean, just getting a habit of it will force you to look at what you're doing with it, with your money, and what you could change tomorrow to make it different.
Awesome. And again, this is coming from, if you want to follow Nika, or AKA Mrs. Unbreakable, I would highly suggest that you find her blog on WordPress, which is MrsUnbreakable.wordpress.com. And I noticed here that you did go into that topic of, you know, the money leakages, you know, the extra expenditures that we don't take account of. And even here you touch on, you know, the goals of retirement, you know, how do you go from living from paycheck to paycheck to, you know, getting out of the rat race and, you know, fulfilling those goals of retirement if you'll have enough for retirement. So there's been a lot of talk lately about 401k versus self-directed Roth accounts, IRA Roth accounts. What would you say your take on that is? Would you say keep your money invested in the 401k, or is it better to invest your money on your own outside of the 401k your company may or may not offer?
I just had this conversation with a good friend, and his at the particular job, his 401k used to match, but they changed it. So I would say if your company matches, that's free money you're leaving on the table if you do not get involved in your 401k. Sometimes they'll match you dollar for dollar. You put in a dollar, we'll put in a dollar for you, or they'll match up to a certain amount. But I would say if your company is offering a match, definitely invest in the 401k to the maximum. This particular person was only investing 5% of their income, and he's only 33 years old, which I told him then, you know, you should be more aggressive. You need to get that up to like 20% because you're young. And he said the same things about this conversation that we're having. I don't have enough money to do that. And I'm like, you do. We just have to find it. Right. And so this person was saying, should I get a part-time job? I said, if you're going to get a part-time job, get a part-time job so that you can increase your 401k. And I mean that, use the money that you were getting in your paycheck from get a new part-time job, get another paycheck, and increase your 401k on your permanent job so that you can fill up your 401k faster. Because as you and I were speaking the other day, Erica, that 401ks are invested in stocks and mutual funds, and they have failure rates. You can lose all of your money and see yourself at 65 with no money, because oftentimes people are investing in their 401k, but they're not following what that 401k is investing in. They don't know which mutual funds their money's going into or what the activity of those mutual funds are doing. So they're not watching. And the only time they start watching is when they start losing. Yeah. And I would say if you can do a 401k at work, do it if they match. If they're not matching, then get an IRA if you're disciplined enough to do it. Oftentimes 401ks are great for those who are not disciplined enough to do their own, because they'll take the money out before they ever see it. But if you're disciplined, an IRA will be better for you because it's actually self-directed. You get more flexibility in what you want to do. It's taxed differently, of course, at the end, which is what we look for to benefit as a 65, 67-year-old person. But, you know, you have to really think about, am I spending every dime that I get now? So that I saw a lady and it broke my heart. And it's nothing wrong with working, but she looked to be in her late 60s taking out the trash at Bojangles.
Oh, wow.
And it just broke my heart. Because it's like, I'm pretty sure she worked somewhere all her life, and the retirement check isn't enough. Social Security isn't enough. So much that she had to come out here and work at Bojangles. And even in the Bojangles job, I mean, if I was working there, she wouldn't have been the one taking out the trash. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's like equal opportunity, you know, take the trash out, old lady. And it just broke my heart. But I find so many people are at Walmart, you know, in fast food restaurants in their 60s because they're not making ends meet. And they were at this position in their 40s to make different decisions to make sure that they had enough money.
Good stuff.
To survive, you know, from 65 until they died.
Right. And so, again, I just want to mention to the listeners out there that Nika, aka Mrs. Unbreakable, she is a money expert. I've been knowing Nika for close to 12 or 13 years now. Another option also, if you need to speak with someone about analyzing your money or analyzing your debt or seeing how you can maximize on your tax returns, please take the opportunity to set an appointment with her. You can book an appointment at www.unbreakableenterprises.com, spelled just the way it sounds, UNBREAKABLEENTERPRISES.com, unbreakableenterprises.com. And Nika, are you available to work with people everywhere, or are you just local to working with folks here in the DC metro area?
No, Erica, I have clients all over the country to this day, and some clients that are natives to America, but they're serving in Afghanistan and Iraq, and I speak to them during the wee hours of the morning. But it's basically a phone call. You send me a few documents, and often I can talk to someone and hear where their issues are just from talking to them. So sometimes it just takes a second, another ear.
So what about personnel that are working hard and they're not always keeping up with they're sending money home, or, they're so busy working that it's harder for them to track their expenses and what they're doing. Do you have special advice for these type of people or government workers that may be out of work right now and that are looking for other ways that they can self-direct their self-direct their funds to maximize on interest or whatever that they may be able to take advantage of during this time of intermittent?
Oh, this is a hard one because it's individual. Some people, I was speaking about a lady who said she had about 3 months before all her money would run out. And then she would have to tap into her savings. So this person, actually took the advice somewhere along the path and set aside 3 to 6 months of living expenses for such an emergency. If you don't have any money right now, it's very hard to say what you can do other than if you're in the government, you can tap into one of your TSPs, pull out some thousands of dollars from that. But that's going to affect your future retirement. I think you're going to have to pay the money back in some way, shape or form. But I mean, if you've been contributing, you'll have that there. But many people don't. I can honestly say when I was working, I did not participate in my 401k unless they were matching. And if they stopped matching, I got out of it. So I didn't save up a whole lot of money myself. And I don't think a lot of people, we always put it off for tomorrow. So I don't think that people are looking at it from that perspective. And this is the third time we've had this shutdown in the last 20 years, I think, second or third time. And I just think when you're in this shutdown period, and now is it 22 days, that you should learn something from this. Even the fact that you've had to go without things for the last 22 days and you're still alive. It hasn't killed you. So when you do resume getting your paycheck, continue to go without some of the things that didn't kill you and see if you can save your way to your own emergency fund, because there's no guarantee that, things won't happen again that will require you to not be at work and you won't get a paycheck. But having 3 to 6 months saved away, so I just, it's hard to offer a blanket.
I totally agree with Nika and her perspective on money matters where it comes to preventing money leaks. There were a few technical difficulties with this particular episode. Nonetheless, I think it's very important that this dialogue was still shared. There are a lot of jewels to take away from this particular conversation, which is why I went ahead to publish it, although there were a few glitches. Thanks for understanding. That's all for now. Signing off. Peace.